This is a listening task for the semester exam. You should have a blank copy of the war outline. And as you listen to this recording, you will fill in your notes. So we're taking a look at the War of 1812. So as you look at your war outline, find the box that says Name of the War. We have two names for it. First, it is called the War of 1812. A second name for this war, it is sometimes called the Second War of Independence. That's because the war was like a second American Revolution, a second war of independence, as the Americans were fighting against England, and England did not originally recognize that America was independent. So again, the name of the war is the War of 1812, or the Second War of Independence. Now let's look at the dates. The war began in 1812 and lasted until 1814. Once again, the dates are 1812 to 1814. The next box you'll fill in is called belligerents. Remember that belligerents means the countries that are fighting, and in the War of 1812, the belligerents were the United States versus England. The belligerents were the United States versus England. Let's move on to talk about causes of the war, and we will list three causes of the war. The first cause of the war was trade restrictions. The United States imposed trade restrictions with other countries, and for a variety of reasons, this caused a lot of anger, not only with those other countries, but also here in the U.S. So the first cause is trade restrictions. The second cause of the War of 1812 was the practice called impressment of American sailors. And what that means is that the British or English ships were kidnapping sailors from American boats and forcing them to work on the English ships. So the second cause of the war was impressment of American sailors. The third cause of the war was the British support of Native Americans in the West. There were many American Indian tribes west of the Mississippi River, and the English government was actively supplying those Native American tribes with help and supplies and weapons to fight against Americans. So the third cause of the war was British support of Native Americans in the West. All right, let's go over those three one more time. The three causes of the war. Number one, trade restrictions. Number two, impressment of American sailors. Three, British support of Native Americans in the West. Those are the causes of the War of 1812. The next box we will take a look at is called Key Leaders, and we will list two, both of which were from the United States. First leader of the United States during the War of 1812 was President James Madison. James Madison was the President of the United States. And the second person we need to know about is General Andrew Jackson. General Andrew Jackson was an American military leader during the War of 1812 and became a real hero of the war. So again, those two leaders, President James Madison and General Andrew Jackson. The next box is key events or battles. The British burned the city of Washington, D.C., including the White House, and that was a major event of the war. The British attacked the city of Washington, D.C., and they burned many parts of the city, including the White House. And a second key event is the Battle of New Orleans. The Battle of New Orleans. New Orleans is a city in Louisiana. And whoever controls that city can control access to trade on the Mississippi River. And so there was a major battle at the city of New Orleans, and Andrew Jackson won a very famous victory at the Battle of New Orleans. All right, so to recap, we have two key events. The British burned the city of Washington, D.C., including the White House, and the Battle of New Orleans, in which Jackson won a famous victory. And we'll take a look at the outcomes of the war next. And we will list three things. First, the Treaty of Ghent. Ghent is a city in France, and the Treaty of Ghent was where they signed the peace treaty ending the war. Second is that America is now seen truly as independent by England. So England recognizes American independence. And third, Andrew Jackson became a national hero and would later become president. Okay, so the three outcomes of the war was the Treaty of Ghent. America is now more powerful and seen as independent. And Andrew Jackson became a national hero and later became president. Those are the notes for the War of 1812.